Welcome to the Valiant Central Podcast, and this one's a little bit different because this is a takeover episode. And originally, it was going to be a Collecting Valiant takeover episode, but those guys decided they wanted to record this week, so I'm going to put this in the VCP feed. The content is still relevant, it's still very much Valiant-oriented, and it doesn't feature Paul, because Nick and I took over the podcast this week. So I hope you enjoy, and Paul and I will be back next week with a brand new episode. And maybe a special guest co-host. Catch you next time. Have a good New Year's.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh, well, hello there. I bet you were expecting somebody like, I don't know, Justin or Jawan or JC even. But oh no, you are getting podcasting professionals on this particular episode of the Collecting Valiant Podcast. If I sound familiar, well, good. That means you listen to the Valiant Central Podcast. I'm Martin, and joining me for this special episode is my buddy, Nick Whitmore.
Hello. The comfy couch is invading Collecting Valiant.
Oh, snap.
Happy holidays.
So, Nick had this idea that we should invade all the podcasts, and that's what we're doing. This time around, we're doing a Collecting Valiant takeover. And Nick, I like the question you sent me. This is something that I've thought about for a while. I may have even brought it up in VCP a long, long time ago. But I think it's worth addressing. The question is, should Valiant go creator-owned? Now, I have some thoughts. Whether they'll be cohesive, I can't guarantee. But I do have thoughts.
I wanted to pose that question just for the fact that creator-owned might bring more creators to the table. And on Valiant's side, maybe they don't have to pay as much if the creator can walk away knowing that they own XYZ.
Uh-huh. So
I look at it like a marketing ploy.
Yeah. I'm curious to know. I've never asked, and it's probably a good idea. Maybe I'll bring it up to Dinesh at some point. But I'm very curious to know how they work out rights deals with their current creators. And like the first thing that comes to mind is like Matt Kent, for example, right? So Matt Kent's still doing his own creator owned stuff elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he writes a lot of stuff for Valiant. A lot of stuff. And now, Eternity's going on. I don't know if you picked that up, the first issue or not, but, Eternity's going on now and he's creating. Well, I mean, first of all, he created Divinity, right? Which was already completely new and different.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got Eternity, which takes Divinity and kicks it up a notch. Cause he's creating like Kirby's New Gods in the Valiant universe.
Kent, I enjoy when he plays in a playroom,
mm-hmm.
but when it's his own invention, like Divinity just hit me right on the butt. Like it just floored me. Mm-hmm. And I've reread Divinity probably 5 or 6 times. I would say it's probably one of the most reread properties of Valiant I've done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to reading Eternity. And to hear that he's something like Kirby did, that even makes me more excited.
I agree. So I'm curious, though, if he's creating all these new characters, this whole new aspect of the universe. I mean, to be frank, it's like a whole new universe that he's creating.
Hmm.
Like all brand new characters. There's like dozens of them. They all have their own histories, their own mythology. The world itself has this like weird cosmic mythology. And like he's doing that at Valiant, not at Dark Horse or anywhere else where he's already got, you know, established relationships with people.
Yep.
And I'm curious. Obviously, the environment at Valiant must be good enough that he wants to stay there, right? And when Paul and I interviewed him, I don't even know, like a year ago, like he's really happy to be at Valiant because they let him do whatever they want, pretty much.
I'm sure that's fantastic, but you would think that Valiant or Kent would want. Guess what if one of his characters all of a sudden, let's do a spinoff, let's make a TV show. Let's put this character in posters, in, you know, on t-shirts. Like, you would think that Kent, since he created it, you would think that he would get some form of a kickback from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's sort of where I'm going with my question.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. And I guess maybe in some ways I feel the same about Lemire. And I guess we're bringing those two up because those are like indie darlings, right? Everybody knows Kent and Lemire.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they do stuff for Valiant.
Let's not forget, Dysart did create a Bleeding Monk, too.
Well, he sure did. He sure did. So I'm just curious. So it's like they're almost kind of there, but obviously Valiant must still have full creative control, I would assume, over any of those characters.
Which is fine. But I mean, back to your original point, Kent could have went anywhere.
Sure.
Like, how did Valiant keep him when he could have just went to Image and then know that?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. What? And then at Image, I'm sure it'd be, you know, option for movie rights before the book even comes out. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be so jaded, Ferretti.
No, let's be real. Like, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
That's not a secret.
No.
It doesn't mean the movie will ever come out, but they still get a chunk of money just for the option.
Yeah, as soon as you have formulate a sentence of an idea for a comic book, Image immediately will say, can you sign or can you come up with three sentences for that so we can option those three sentences over to Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
And there goes a TV deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, in terms of going all out creator-owned, I'm not sure what to think about that, to be honest. And I don't know if it's because I've always felt like the universe itself has been so cohesive, but it's not like Valiant has never done creator-owned either, right? Because they had, what was it? In the 90s, they had Crackle. What was the She-Bat? Valera the She-Bat? Valiant was putting that out. There were a couple. They had it was called Armada, the Armada imprint. But it was put out by Valiant, and they were all creator-owned stuff. Bad Eggs, I think that was part of that as well, which is terrible. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. But, they tried doing that back in the day, and I don't know if they have, like, the resources now to do something like that, right? Because it almost seems like they have just enough resources to do the 6 books they're doing a month. And bringing on, like, creator-owned titles, yes, it's creator-owned work, but if they're putting it in your imprint, then you're responsible for the publishing. And that may add extra stress that they can't really deal with right now. You know what I'm saying?
I could see that.
But I wouldn't mind seeing a creator-owned imprint, but at the same time, it's almost like they don't even need one anymore. I think you can go to a lot of places nowadays to get an indie book published. And it's almost like if they started doing creator-owned stuff, they would be playing catch-up.
Mm.
So, I mean,
I thought it would be a way to entice people over to.
Yeah, but what would be the extra incentive over anywhere else? I mean, now we've got, you know, you can go to Vault, you can go to 451, you can go to Aftershock, you can go to Alterna, you can go... who else is, well, obviously Image. I'm not sure what the deal is at Dark Horse right now, but I think they're relaunching everything as creator owned also. I think Vertigo's doing the same thing. Oh. So, I mean, there's a lot of that going on right now. And it's almost like Valiant maybe wouldn't need it. Unless Kent was like, can you guys just publish all my stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he would do that. But I don't see the incentive from other people. Unless they try to do something focused on maybe up-and-coming creators. But again, that almost seems like there's already a place for that. I feel like 451 and Black Mask and Vault are kind of that thing. Because some of the other indie creator-owned places focus on bigger names. Aftershock for sure. Like, that's kind of the strategy, right? You get a big-name creator and let them have do whatever they want with their book and you put it out.
Right.
Image does that as well, but the way Image works is a lot differently. Like, the creator pretty much pays for everything.
Mm-hmm.
All they're doing is putting the eye on the front cover.
Right.
So that's a little bit different. I don't know. I think it'd be interesting.
They're betting on the long tail.
Yeah, exactly.
Creators are betting on the long tail.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So should they go creator-owned? Probably not. Maybe if you had asked me this question, like, when they relaunched in 2012, if you had asked me then, I might have said, yes, they should do an imprint at the same time and go create their own. But I think by now it's kind of done.
And it seems like they're pretty steadfast with keeping between, you know, 6 and 8 comic books.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Plus, like, they have their universe that they're concentrating on, right? Their shared universe. Yeah. So,
I mean, except for Eternity.
Well, I mean, that's still in the universe.
It is, but
I mean,
the way you're describing it, I'm looking forward to something brand new. I thought Divinity was that, so.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Oh, I love Divinity.
Mm-hmm.
Paul made fun of me because I read that first issue like 12 times.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's because Paul's wrong, so there's that.
Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, let's wrap this one up. Thanks for listening to Nick and Martin Invade Collecting Valiant. You want to collect something? You can collect episodes of the Nerdy Legion podcast at nerdylegion.com/podcast/nerdylegion.
Smooth.
You like that? Professional.
Yeah. Yes.
Nick and I do that all the time. Once a week, twice a week, maybe more. And that's it. Hope you enjoy the holidays. And the guys will be back next episode whenever they decide to record it. Have a good day.